This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody. You might remember last month that we talked about that viral list that turned a Yale professor into an enemy of the Russian state. It is true. We're talking about Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, who has assigned grades to 1,400 companies and in the process highlighted the economic cost of sanctions. That caught the attention of Russian officials, put him on the Russian stop list, which there's a few other familiar names on that list.
Yeah, one might say he's in good company. First Lady Jill Biden is on there. Senator Mitch McConnell. They're both on the list as well. We've got Jeff Sonnenfeld with us right now, Senior Associate Dean for Leadership Studies, Lester Crown Professor of Leadership Practice at the Yale School of Management. He joins us this afternoon via Zoom from Branford, Connecticut. Good to have you with us, Professor. Good to have you back with us, I should say. Happy New Year. And, you know, I'm eager to hear your thoughts on this. Ever since the Business Week wrote this story in the magazine, I've been curious to, you know, and I know you spoke to Business Week for it, what you think now of seeing your name on that list?
Well, thank you. And it's good to be back with you, Tim and Carol. Thank you so much for the invitation and Happy New Year to you as well. It's interesting. I've gotten a huge amount of feedback because everybody reads Bloomberg Business Week and follows Bloomberg. There's hardly a CEO I know that hasn't either sent a note or a call or a text message or something that sees it as a tremendous badge of honor. And that is all of them that are on the A, B, and C list. The D's and the F's, actually, I've heard from a number that are on the D list. The D list are people that they didn't pull out of Russia, but they have curtailed some future investing. The reason we came out, by the way, with the A, B, C, D, and F isn't just because we're a schoolhouse and that's all we know how to do, is that there were some very artful public relations smokescreens, some spin, that was leading to a lot of atmospherics about people who were saying nice things and not doing anything. And we thought we should divide out those who actually physically pulled out permanently, who did so temporarily, who partially pulled out, who did some atmospherics, and then some who aren't doing a darn thing. And that's how we divided them out into A through F.
You are someone that is a go-to voice when it comes to leadership and understanding what goes on in C-suites. You talk with a lot of leaders. They reach out to you as well, Jeff. But I do wonder, was there something different about the Russian invasion in Ukraine that made it easier for companies to come out and say, we got to pull out of this?
Very good question, Carol, because of course CEOs are under a lot of pressure these days and getting involved and using their voice in social issues. If we were having this discussion 2 years ago, there was a stampede of enthusiasm for getting involved in voting rights or the presidential succession issues. And they've gotten some blowbacks in some states on positions on whether or not it's on environmental issues or reproductive rights for women. And CEOs have still been using their voice on these various issues. However, on this one, there is no controversy, none whatsoever. In fact, I just addressed the attorneys general of all 50 states with their deputies and lieutenants there. And there was rousing support for this move, state by state. And you can actually see that doing well is not antithetical to doing good. There's no dispute between shareholders and other stakeholders. The more dramatically the companies pulled out, and our research shows this, the better they were rewarded in their financial performance.
How is this different? Help me out here, though. When I think about what happened to Jamal Khashoggi in, you know, the journalist, right, that was killed, assassinated, how is this different from the mass killings in Syria? How is it different that companies can come out and speak out against what happened in terms of this Russian war in Ukraine versus those? What's different?
Those are, you know, a great example of I was worried after the killing of Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist, that was, I think, a U.S. resident at that point, working on citizenship, that there was condemnation and there was a slight delay. And ultimately, there was a mass exodus from that Davos in the desert. But, Carol, you would say a year later, they went back. And some of our top officials still went over to some companies. There is mass suffering around the world. We can take a look at an awful lot of hotspots where there's a tremendous amount of injustice. And the question is, it's like a hospital ER right now. We have here at Yale New Haven Hospital, like around the country, we have a rising tide of respiratory viruses. We have the flu. We of course, have this new strain of COVID. And we have car accidents. The weather here is horrible today. So there are a lot of car accidents. And after a while, you know, an ER is going to say, enough, we don't want any more. No, they don't do that. They just decide on a triage basis what some things are worse than other things. The mass slaughter of moms with their babies in their arms lined up for bread, that's different. Bombing orphanages, bombing hospitals, targeting civilians for this mass carnage, those kind of level of atrocities are worse than some horrible other types of injustices. But you're right, we need to take moral positions when we can. In this case, the operational risk, the financial risk, the reputation risk of staying in Russia was so high that the companies who have stayed have suffered. And we also have very little interest in being involved there. Some bring up China, for example, and that's way more complicated because of the intertwined economics. Right now, Russia brings, I mean, the moral decision is easy because the pragmatics are so easy. Russia brings nothing to the global marketplace other than food and fuel.
So Jeff, is it then a financial decision? It's an easy financial decision when it comes to Russia, but maybe not so much when it's Saudi Arabia or China, for instance.
It's easier when we take a look at Saudi Arabia. What we did see, it's targeted. Some kicking and screaming and some enthusiastically, but every major fashion house pulled out of the Xinjiang province over that really fine cotton, of course, that's made there with the alleged detainment of, these awful conditions of the forced labor of the Uyghur minority population. That's pretty horrible. And we've seen every fashion house pull out of there. And that's really fantastic cotton. And that's made a big difference. And so we see that there are targeted, people ask, what about there's an invasion of Taiwan? What about? There isn't one yet. If there is, we'll see. But right now, we've seen there is an invasion of a sovereign nation, a democratic sovereign nation, and a mass slaughter with mass atrocities, that this isn't a category by itself in the world right now. But there may be other situations that come to the fore where we need to get involved as well. But right now, this is the one. If it doesn't look like we have fortitude here, there certainly will be others. It's important to show that the world, united as they are, only 40% of these companies have pulled out, that these 1,300 companies have pulled out, are American. They're from every part of the world that pulled out, which is fantastic.
Professor, what have you heard from the companies that haven't yet pulled out yet? And I'm just going through, there are several versions of this list that you can look at on Yale's website, and then another one, YaleRussianBusinessRetreat.com as well, for a sortable version of that list if our listeners and viewers want to check that out. But some are, business as usual, still operating in Russia, still selling products to Russia. What have you heard from these companies?
Well, it's surprising. I've been tracking for 45 years now, looking at corporate social impact issues with the Business Roundtable, with the founding generation of the Business Roundtable. I'm that old. And the first movers in this case aren't the usual ones. The ones who pulled out early were big oil, big tech, and professional service firms. For various reasons, you can imagine that those three clusters are not usually on the front lines of social justice issues. They were in this case. Those who are staying are a weird mix across industries. Places like International Paper, what are they doing there?
You got Match Group here. You give them an F grade.
Match.com. What in the world are they trying to bring social harmony in to the Soviet Union, to Russia right now? I mean, there's some twisted belief that some had that these global brands, if you remember Tom Friedman in the New York Times, I hope he's not your best friend, but one of his most naive columns was a column that was very widely circulated a few years ago on the Golden Arches rule of diplomacy, that any two countries with a McDonald's would never go to war with each other.
Yeah.
And this led some U.S. brands to think that this is a way of a refutation of old Soviet repression by celebrating U.S. That's crazy. But no, they shouldn't be there. Benetton shouldn't be there. Giorgio Armanio is still there. It's the Tom Ford is still there.
Jeff, we got to run. And of course, that was Jeff's perspective and opinion, especially when it comes to the New York Times columnist. This is Bloomberg.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.